This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are in something of a lull moving on in the FBI versus Apple dispute today. The Justice Department said last night it's gotten into the San Bernardino iPhone without Apple's help. Thank you very much. But with the services of what is being referred to as a third party. On the theory that this whole thing ain't over till it's over, though, we've gotten Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson on the phone to talk things over with us. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
So let's take the marketplace slice of this thing and talk to me about the coming boom in the encryption industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are two ways to look at this, Kai. On the one side, you could see this as a huge potential for more encryption. Now that we know that it does appear that the government will get in no matter what, there could be a lot of companies, including Apple, of course, trying to make it harder for the government to do so to protect their users' privacy. So we could see a boom there. But at the same time, now that everybody knows the government can get in no matter what, you know, we might actually see people kind of throw up their hands and say, well, what are you going to do? And in the past, encryption hasn't necessarily polled as a high priority for users.
But it's also now an industry. You can see companies saying to the FBI, hey, man, I've got a solution for you here. And, you know, here's my RFP for you.
No question. Yeah. And, you know, we talked to a guy recently named Joseph Hall. He's at the nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology. And he suggested that this process the FBI is supposedly using with the help of this yet unnamed outside firm. And we don't get any sense that the DOJ is actually ever going to tell anyone about this, that you can really make a lot of money doing this because there are a lot of phones that need to be unlocked.
Do you think that FBI people just don't have the skill set to do this, or what's the deal?
Oh, man, this has been so weird to watch it play out. I think really, truly what happened here, at least by a lot of estimates, the FBI was trying to make, you know, make this process easier for law enforcement to get into these phones. You know, some of us would be skeptical of, you know, the testimony of FBI Director James Comey in this recent congressional hearing saying we have no idea how to do it. And that's why we're asking Apple to help us do this. But, you know, I think they were trying to make the process easier. And that is, you know, potentially really important for law enforcement in some of these situations.
With this latest development, the whole problem isn't going away. Can we expect now phone companies and app makers and software producers to double down on encryption, do you think?
I think we're going to see this debate not go away. You know, Bruce Schneier, he's a longtime security expert. He put out a recent survey from Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. And his findings suggested that there are 619 entities that currently sell encryption products. Two-thirds are actually outside of the U.S. So there are a lot of products that are already out there. There are a lot of people already making money in this space. And I think really depending on how users feel about this, we should remember that back in February, Pew did a survey that suggested that most people were on the side of the FBI. That may have changed now. This was a very public fight, and more people may be looking for this kind of technology in the future, but it really depends on whether users actually value this. And if they do, Apple might make some money.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.